Around 3 a.m. Sunday, Pete Feenstra says he and a three-person crew were readying themselves for a salmon opener south of Ketchikan. Then he heard a mayday call from the radio. The Mount Pavlov, a fellow seiner, needed help.
And they were coming, you know, they're kind of booming in on the radio. It sounded a lot closer than where they had said that they were.
Feenstra says he looked at the navigation system aboard his 56-foot seiner, the Noble Provider, and saw that the vessel in distress was less than a mile away, and he knew what he had to do.
Pulled up anchor, and we just flew over there, and by the time we got there, the boat was pretty much gone. I saw the stern sticking out of the water and the skiff, and they had crawled in the skiff, but the skiff was still attached to the boat, so I sent my skiff over. They jumped in.
He says they tried to save the skiff as the 63-foot fishing boat went down, but as it sank nearly 300 feet beneath the waves, the skiff went with it.
I just told my guys to cut the line. Didn't want to jeopardize anything else, so cut the line, and within seconds it was gone.
They returned to the Noble Provider, where a Ketchikan-based 45-foot Coast Guard response boat picked up the shaken but otherwise unharmed crew members and returned them to shore. It's not yet clear what caused the Mount Pavlov to go down. Its owner, Rick Rude, didn't respond to interview requests on Wednesday. The Coast Guard is investigating, says Chief Petty Officer Kip Wadlow.
We want to make sure that if there are any, you know, issues that need to be improved, that we can identify those and then, you know, potentially make changes later on down the line for commercial fishing vessels and increasing their safety.
But one thing is certain, it was a harrowing experience for all involved, Feenstra said 3 days after the incident.
I've seen boats on the rocks. I've been on a boat on a rock. I've been on a boat that caught fire and sank, and my own boat. And no, it's a scary feeling on no matter what side of it you're on. Obviously, a lot more on the side of the person on the boat. But, you know, we did what we could to get over there as quickly as we could and did whatever we needed to.
As of Wednesday, there's no word on whether crews will attempt to salvage the 72-year-old wooden vessel. State records show it has fished in Alaska since at least 1978. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.